SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, 3 dari 5 orang warga Australia yang lebih tua merasa diri mereka lebih mengerti teknologi daripada di masa yang lalu. Namun dengan perangkat dan aplikasi tanpa akhir yang menggunakan sentuhan beberapa tombol, keterampilan penting apa yang harus dipelajari untuk menanamkan teknologi modern ini ke dalam realitas kita sehari-hari? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Seorang pensiunan berusia 76 tahun, Brian Corner, tidak melihat dirinya sebagai kutu buku, meskipun ia menghabiskan waktunya 3 hingga 4 jam online setiap hari untuk memeriksa email dan melakukan riset. Seorang mentor di Brisbane Senior Online, Corner secara pribadi telah melatih hampir 100 siswa dalam keterampilan komputer dasar. Ia menyarankan bagi orang-orang lain untuk mengatasi teknologi lebih awal sebelum terlambat.
It is beneficial and it's becoming more and more, I'd say almost essential. And therefore, anyone who can get involved in it, you don't have to get deeply involved, but at least the basics, I would say the sooner the better. Some of our learners now who come along have left it a bit too late. And we do have people with memory problems with maybe coordination, and that makes it rather difficult. So it's better to get in early.
Lebih dari 90% tagihan Corner kini dibayar secara online. Kemudian teknologi memungkinkannya untuk mengelola berbagai hal tanpa perlu mengemudi dan berkeliling sebanyak sebelumnya.
I might be looking at share market prices briefly during the day a few times. It's allowed me, in my case, I've been able to handle our finances and investments in a way which I wouldn't have been able to do without access to technology, whether it's researching stocks and shares, or whether it's doing share transactions, that type of thing, being able to keep records of what's gone on with our finances. It's all very, very handy.
Pada awalnya, Brisbane Seniors Online didirikan lebih dari 20 tahun yang lalu untuk membantu orang-orang yang meninggalkan pekerjaan lebih memahami teknologi untuk meningkatkan prospek pekerjaan mereka. Saat ini, dengan siswa yang lebih mengerti teknologi daripada sebelumnya, orang-orang tertarik untuk belajar teknologi karena alasan yang lebih pribadi.
Many people are reading online newspapers, for example. They're pursuing hobbies, bridge or even golf, maybe making bookings to go and play golf. Finance is also a major one. People want to do their banking online because it's so much more convenient. Buying stuff online. So it's a great variety of things, really. I shouldn't overlook Skype. Those types of programs are very, very useful in terms of helping people communicate with friends and family who aren't close by.
Meskipun pelatihan komunitas mudah diakses bagi mereka yang tertarik untuk mengambil keterampilan baru, Brisbane Senior Online mengadopsi pendekatan yang lebih pribadi dengan mendatangi mereka yang ingin belajar dan menawarkan pelatihan menggunakan perangkat mereka sendiri.
There are many organizations which do help seniors, but generally speaking they run classes or they run one-on-one training sessions on maybe a library or a community center's computers, and then when the person goes home, they find that theirs is, of course, quite different. It behaves, they have different software and looks different, all the rest of it. Whereas the way we do it, we found it's very, very successful.
Di sisi lain, Danuta Antoniak yang berbasis di Perth datang ke kafe internet mingguan yang dijalankan oleh Umbrella Multicultural Community Care. Bagi Antoinak yang berusia 70 tahun, online di hadapan orang lain memungkinkannya memperluas jaringan sosialnya di luar dunia digital.
I have the basic knowledge, but with help of the staff in Internet Cafe, I learned more. And I also meet many new people and I have more friends. And my social life improved. I enjoy doing it. It's much easier to find things, you know, like look up for something online and also use Google Maps and this kind of stuff. So it's very, very helpful with everyday life.
Manager dari Umbrella's Communication and Community Engagement, Henrietta Podgorska, mengatakan, warnet itu didirikan 7 tahun yang lalu untuk membantu migran yang lebih tua terhubung dengan orang yang mereka cintai dengan bahasa ibu mereka. Hasilnya positif dengan peningkatan kesejahteraan mental dan lebih banyak koneksi sosial di antara mereka yang menggunakan warnet itu.
What we saw is that they more open up, that they actually started having more friends. So it's actually have like a ripple effect on their immediate surrounding as well as in their own life. We have people who not even overseas, but their family moved to the, you know, East Coast and they could not communicate. And it was an anxiety for the family as well, for the person, because they only had the landline. Now the person actually can tell them in real time that I'm leaving the house now. So just a little bit of less stress for the families as well, for the person. And unrealistic. They're just having so much fun, you know, sharing recipes, looking at funny YouTube videos.
Sementara itu, penasihat penuaan yang positif dan penulis, Marcus Riley, mencatat bahwa kesehatan juga menjadi faktor penting bagi orang tua untuk mengadopsi teknologi.
It can be a really great tool in maintaining relationships or in better enabling you to maintain the sort of lifestyle that you want. So it might be a wearable device that helps you stay connected with a family member or a carer. It might be a device that helps you maintain or monitor your probably blood pressure or different levels of exercise that you've done where you might need to be, you know, managing that.
Menurut laporan Senior and Technology yang dirilis tahun lalu, perangkat paling populer untuk warga berusia di atas 50 tahun adalah telepon pintar, kemudian laptop. Riley merekomendasikan perangkat portable yang lebih besar untuk orang tua yang mungkin memiliki penglihatan yang lebih buruk.
A tablet device is often proving really useful for older people in particular. It's big enough to see clearly and to play with and to work. And yet it is still mobile, so you can take it to the family when you go and visit them or to the library or to a particular place you're going to. So you can use it in more places. You can take it with you when you're perhaps getting some help from other people. Also, that sort of device has got endless sorts of applications and uses.
Kembali ke warnet, Umbrella Multicultural Community Care di Perth, pengguna yang berusia 90 tahun menikmati teknologi mingguan mereka bersama. Henrietta Podgorska merekomendasikan pemula untuk mengatur akun email sebagai titik awal yang paling penting untuk masuk ke program lain. Podgorska bangga dengan suasana santai di kafe internet itu.
The internet cafe is designed to be like a social learning model. We don't have like intermediate or beginner class. Everyone goes there with different levels of skills and they're helping each other. So again, that generates some conversations. So it's a lot of chat going on and they're looking up what their interests. Really, really diverse. We had someone come in and just wanted to use Gumtree because they wanted to sell the table, you know, and they heard that Gumtree, they can do that.
Dan di Brisbane, Senior Online, Brian Corner melihat mentor yang menjadi contoh hidup bahwa usia hanyalah angka karena mereka masih aktif berbagi keterampilan mereka setelah memasuki masa pensiun.
And there are people well into their 80s who are still teaching, so it's never too late. Not only is it never too late to learn, it's never too late to teach as well.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.